B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Mem Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Mekabeles isha miyad beno u miyad balo. A woman, a mother, a wife is allowed to receive the lulav, the arba minim, from her son or from her husband, even though we're talking here about Shabbos, even though it's muktzah, they would really be muktzah. And just nonetheless, the mitzvah of arba minim overrides the issa of muktzah, and we'll see later, it's even more than that. Rashi adds in that this lulav, because it's a mitzvah and because it's being used by the husband and the son for the mitzvah of lulav, it actually has the status of a utensil and therefore becomes a non-muktzah item for everybody. But even though intrinsically, if were it not for the fact that we override the issa of muktzah, a lulav would be muktzah, nonetheless, mekabeles, the woman is allowed to take them from her husband and son, umachziros lemaim b'shabbos, and return the lulav into the water to stop them from getting dried out, stop them from getting ruined. You're allowed to put it back into the water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to add any water. You're not allowed to change the water, but you can put it back into the water. Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'Shabbos machzirin." On Shabbos, you're allowed to put the lulav back into the water. B'Yomtiv, on Yomtiv meisifin, you're also allowed to add. You're also allowed to add water to the water that's already there, in order to make the water cooler. And or for whatever reason, you're allowed to even add the water. Ubamoyed, and on Chol HaMoed, machlifin is even a mitzvah to change the water to keep the lulav fresh. Continues the Mishnah, kotna yudea lenanea, as soon as a child is old enough that he knows how to shake the lulav, chayev belulav, at that point, midrabonon, there's a mitzvah of chinuch, to be mechanachim, to educate him with the mitzvah of lulav. Says the Gemara, pshita, what should be the issue? Why should a woman not be allowed to take the lulav from her husband or son? Says the Gemara, Maudetem, I may have thought, Hoyel v'isholav bas chiyuvahi. Since a woman doesn't have a chiyuv, a requirement to shake the lulav because it's a time-restricted mitzvah, and women are exempt from such mitzvahs, Eim eloise kabel. I may have thought that she's not allowed to receive the lulav because for her it's muktzah. Komash malon, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that says that since for a husband and son they are allowed to take it, it has the status of a utensil, and therefore it's non-muktzah for anybody. Continues the Gemara, that we saw in the Mishnah, kotna yudea lenanea, as soon as a child is old enough that he knows how to shake the lulav, then there's a mitzvah of chinuch to buy him, to give him a lulav. Chayev b'lulav, tonu rabbonon, we saw in the Braisa, kotna yudea lenanea, a child who knows how to shake the lulav, chayev b'lulav, there's a mitzvah midrabbonon for the father to buy him a lulav, or to educate him with the mitzvah of lulav. Lehis atif, as soon as he's old enough to wrap himself in tzitzis, chayev b'tzitzis. The father's got, there's a mitzvah to educate the child with tzitzis. Lishmer tfilin, as soon as he's old enough to protect tfilin and know that he's not allowed to go into a bathroom with it, oviv lekeach lo tfilin, his father should buy him a pair of tfilin. Yodeh ledabir, as soon as the child is old enough and he knows how to speak, then oviv lo imdoi, Torah or Kriyashma, his father should teach him Torah and Shema. Torah Mai, what does it mean teach him Shema? He can just about barely talk. What Torah does it mean here? Omer Vamnuna, Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe Moirosho Kilas Yaakov, when it says teach him Torah, what it means is teach him the posuk of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe, that Moshe brought us the Torah, Moirosho Kilas Yaakov, it's an inheritance for Klal Yisrael. Kriyas Shema Mahi, what does it mean that the father should teach him the Shema? Posuk Rishon, it means just the first posuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Continues the Brayse, Hayudea Lishmer Gufoy, a child who knows how to protect his body from the relevant tumas, tumas maga, the certain tumas that one becomes tomei from touching, others from carrying, others from being in the same oihel, under the same roof as tumois. A person, a child who knows how to protect his body from those tumois, oichlin al gufoi taharis, then if taharis, which is food that has to stay completely pure, touched his body, one's allowed to eat it, or somebody who's makbid to only eat taharis is allowed to eat it, and we're not concerned However, since this child may not be old enough or mature enough to make sure that his hands are tahir, the certain tumois midrabonon, but they apply only to the hands, and it could be that he doesn't know how to protect his hands, and therefore, since he doesn't know how to protect his hands, then if his hands were to touch something that is tahir, it would not necessarily be allowed to be eaten. However, hayudea, however, lishmer es yodov, if he's old enough that he can even be consciously aware that his hands, from the time that he washed netilas yadayim in the morning, didn't touch anything that's not 100% tahir, and he managed to protect his hands from all the halachos of tumah and tara that apply to the hands, then oichlin al yodov tairis. Then if his hands touched tairis, then you're allowed to, and we assume and we know that his hands are tahir, then one's allowed to rely on that and eat those food items as being tahir. Continues the Braisa, Hayodea Lishil, somebody who is old enough and mature enough that if we ask him, did you touch Tommy? He knows how to answer, yes, no, I don't know. Then Birshus HaYochid, if this child who is aware of what his status is, and he's asked, did you touch Tommy? And he says, I don't know. Then in the case where it applies to Rishus HaYochid, Sveikri Tommy. We know, and we learned about this elsewhere in Soita Daf Chof Ches, that we learn out from Psukim, that when there's a doubt as to Tommy, and the doubt is in a secluded place in Rishus HaYochid, then Sveikoi Tome, you have to be stringent. Rishus HaRabim, if it's a more public place, Sveikoi Toir, then if it's a doubt, one can be lenient. Hayudea Lifris Kapov, a child or Zakoyin, it's not actually a child, he must be a godel, because the halacha is that a child doesn't do Birchas Koyanim. So Hayudea Lifris Kapov, if he's at the stage that we know that he's doing Birchas Koyanim, then Cholkin Loi Chuma Bebeis HaGroinois, then even though a child, if he's Tahir, is allowed to eat Chuma, but we don't give it to him in the granary, in the place where the Chumas are given out, because it's inappropriate, not everybody knows that this child is able to protect himself and to keep the halachas of Chuma, so it's degrading for Chuma to give it to the child. And therefore we don't distribute it, because people don't know what his status is. But if we know that he's Tahir, then one's allowed to send him to his home, we send him truma. However, once he's at a stage that he's Poyrus Kapov, that he's definitely not a minor anymore, he's a godel, and he's doing Birchas Koyanim, once he's a godel, then from that point on, everybody can trust and assume that he's Tahir and knows how to keep the halachas of keeping Truma Tahira, and therefore Cholkin Lo Truma, you can distribute the Truma, but Beis HaGroinis in the granary, and even though everybody is seeing, it's okay. Hayudea Lishchot, somebody who knows his hands, he knows how to do the act of Shechita, even though he doesn't know all the halachas well enough, you can eat from his shechita, but Omer Rav Huna added, "Who shegodl oimid al gabov." This is only on condition that somebody older, a godl, was standing over him and watching that the relevant halachas were being kept. Yochi lechil kazayis dogon, a child who is able to eat a kazayis of produce, which is any of the five species of dogon, chitin tzoirin, kusmin, sheboiles, shual, and shifoin. Then once a child eats tvuah, then marchikin mitzeosoi, then when it comes to kriyas shema and tefillah, one has to distance oneself from his excrement, umimei miraglov, and from his urine. Arba amis, the four amis, because since he's already eating dogon, then his excrement has become particularly foul and mous and masriach, and therefore it's inappropriate to say the shema or daven within four amis of it. Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda says, "V'hu sheyochel oichle b'kdei achilas pras." We've already seen early on that when a person eats, in order for something to be considered that he's eaten the whole kazayis, he doesn't need to swallow the whole kazayis in one shot. But it's clear that if he eats half a kazayis today and half a kazayis tomorrow, that's not considered eating a kazayis. So how much time is considered the amount of time that within that time anything that's eaten is combined to the measure of a kazayis? It's as much as it takes to eat half a loaf. A pras is half a loaf, and in Erevin, there was a concept of a loaf, which is the amount that one eats in two sudois, half a loaf, which is a pras, which is the amount one eats in a meal, as long as it takes to eat this half a loaf, if one eats a kezayis within that amount of time, then it's considered as combined as a kezayis. And if this child eats kezayis of Dagon within that time, then marchikin mitzayosei umimei meiraglov. Omer of Chia Bered Rav Yeva, or begodil, that's all about a child. But somebody who's older, an adult, afal pishenu yochil lechel b'deachilas pras, even if he cannot eat a kezayis of Dagon within the space of time that it takes to eat a loaf, nonetheless, one has to distance oneself from the excrement. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'yosef das, V'yosef machiv, somebody who has more intelligence, then as his intelligence goes up, also his machiv, his pain goes up. And in this context, what it means is that his excrement has the status of being foul, and one has to distance oneself from it when davening and saying the Shema. Yochil Lechel kezayis tzli. As soon as the child is old enough that he can eat a kezayis of the roasted korban pesach, sheichten olav es pesach, he's allowed to be included in the group and be registered on the korban pesach to be eaten on the night of pesach. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, ish lefi ochloi tochisu al aseh, that a person when being registered on the korban pesach, it's got to be lefi ochloi. What does that mean? It means that he has to be somebody who's able to eat. He's got to be able to eat roast a kezayis of roasted meat, and then he's allowed to be registered on this korban pesach that will be shechted for him. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ad sheyochil levarer achila," that in order to be registered on the korban pesach, you have to be able to distinguish between something edible and something non-edible. Ketzad, how would you know, how would you determine if he's at that level of maturity? Noisim leitzrayer, you give him a pebble, a stone, vazorka, he throws it away. Egoiz, you give him a nut, vanoitle, and he takes it. That means he knows how to distinguish between something edible and something non-edible, and that is the level that of maturity that he needs to be at in order to allow us to shecht the korban pesach for him. Hadun aloch lulav hagozel, b'siyata deshmai, we finished perek lulav hagozel. Emir Tzashem, we're going to do Chazorah, we're going to revise Perek Lulav HaGozel, and Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to start the next Perek, Perek Lulav V'Arovah.